like to report an incident from last night.
Okay.
It's, of course, I... what happened was there... I was over here in Magnolia. There was a small red object that was, you know, like glowing, I suppose. I should let my wife tell you about it. She saw it.
Okay.
All right, just a second.
Hello?
Yes.
It looked like a red light over this airplane. It kept circling it for about 3 minutes, I guess it was. And then they both separated. And when one went, which way was that? The airplane went, that I told you. The airplane went west, and the other thing went in an opposite direction, and they both kept going up.
Now, this was last night?
Yeah.
About what time?
10:30.
Okay, which section of the sky did that take place in? Which direction were you looking at the time?
Which direction? North.
Okay, now you say the airplane was circling the object?
No, the object was circling the airplane.
I see. Was this a small aircraft?
Yes.
Okay, now, would you describe the object in fine detail? Did it have a shape?
Well, it would just look like a red light.
Just a red light, okay.
With kind of a circle around, not a circle. I really can't explain it.
Would it be a band of light going around it?
Not around it, at the bottom of it. It looked like a kind of a ring.
Okay. And that's the only other details that you could see on that light?
Yeah.
Okay, about how long did you watch that?
For about 5 minutes, until they were both out of sight.
Okay, what attracted you to that to begin with?
Oh, I was looking up at the stars.
Okay, was there any sound? Could you hear the aircraft?
I could hear the aircraft, but that was the only thing I could hear.
And the aircraft turned and went east?
Yeah.
I mean west?
Yeah, it went west. And the other thing, when the... Well, it started going west, and the other object went... Started going up, and it was going east at the same time it was going up, but it was looked like it was going really slow. And then I looked away and looked over at the airplane and watched that go up for a few seconds, and then I looked back and the other thing was gone.
Okay. Any estimation on the altitude or the degrees above the horizon that this took place?
Oh, I had no idea.
Okay. How about the size of the object itself, the light? Was it as big as the aircraft?
No, not quite as big as it.
Okay. Were you the only witness to this?
Well, I don't know if the people upstairs saw it or not. I don't know if they were outside or not.
Okay. Was there any dogs or anything barking in the neighborhood?
Well, mine was. She wasn't barking, but she was outside. And a few minutes later after that, there were dogs barking, and Mike started barking at him.
Is this just a common thing, or was this unusual for that time of the night?
Well, dogs bark outside at night all the time. No, they usually don't bark at night.
Okay. Well, we appreciate this call, and if we get anything regarding the identification of this object, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
We're curious to know where you got our number.
Where'd you get this number? The regional recruiting officer.
I don't know.
Which branch?
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I think that's what it was. I'm sorry, not recruiting. Duty officer.
Okay. Oh, FAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
They gave us your number.
Great. We sure...
Wasn't in the phone book. We've been trying for about an hour and a half to find somebody to report it to.
It's listed under UFO Reporting Center.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Of course, you know, you get those three digits in a telephone book. It's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be listed... directly under UFO.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, because I was looking under the aviation to see if it was under there. You know, I think, well, it has to be an Air Force or federal agency or something.
Right.
But it's not. You're not.
Right.
I was going to ask you something. There haven't been any reports of a lost aircraft or anything?
Not to our knowledge.
The last 24 hours?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I thought maybe, you know, the airplane might have gone down or something.
No. I'm really surprised. Right, I'm surprised that the pilot didn't report that.
The direction he was headed, anyway.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, the way I get it from her, is that this object was just hovering over the top, you know, circling just the width of the airplane.
Yes.
And maybe he just didn't want to report it, right?
That could be the case, yes. There are a lot of people afraid of ridicule yet, you know.
Definitely. There's always that chance you take of great ridicule.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Well,
alrighty. Right.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.